I Am David, written by Anne Holm and read by Struan Roger.
Chapter 1. David lay quite still in the darkness, listening to the men's low muttering. But this evening he was aware of their voices only as a vague, meaningless noise in the distance, and he paid no attention to what they were saying.
"You must get away tonight," the man had told him. "Stay awake, so that you're ready just before the guards changed. When you see me strike a match, the current will be cut off and you can climb over. You'll have half a minute for it, no more."
In his mind's eye, David saw once again the grey, bare room he knew so well. He saw the man, and was conscious, somewhere in the pit of his stomach, of the hard knot of hate he felt whenever he saw him. The man's eyes were small, repulsive, light in colour, their expression never changing. His face was gross and fat. David had known him all his life, but he never spoke to him more than was barely necessary to answer his questions. And though he had known his name for as long as he could remember, he never said anything but "the man" when he spoke about him or thought of him. Giving him a name would be like admitting that he knew him. It would place him on an equal footing with the others. But that evening he had spoken to him. He had said, "And if I don't escape?" The man had shrugged his shoulders.
"That'll be none of my business. I have to leave here tomorrow, and whatever my successor may decide to do about you, I shan't be able to interfere. But you'll soon be a big lad, and there's need in a good many places for those strong enough to work."
David knew only too well that those other places would not be any better than the camp where he now was. "And if I get away without being caught, what then?" he had asked.
"Just by the big tree in the thicket that lies on the road out to the mines, you'll find a bottle of water and a compass. Follow the compass southwards till you get to Salonika, and then, when no one's looking, go on board a ship and hide. You'll have to stay hidden while the ship's at sea, and you'll need the water. Find a ship that's bound for Italy, and when you get there, go north till you come to a country called Denmark. You'll be safe there."
David had very nearly shown his astonishment, but he controlled himself, and hiding his feelings, merely said, "I don't know what a compass is." The man had shown him one, telling him that the four letters indicated north, south, east, and west, and that the needle, which swung freely, always pointed in the same direction. Then he had added,
"The half minute the current's cut off is intended for you. If you try to take anyone with you, you can be sure that neither of you will get away. And now clear off before you're missed."
David did not know what possessed him to say it. He had never asked the man for anything, partly because he knew it would be of no use, but chiefly because he would not. When you hated someone, you did not ask him for anything. But tonight, he had done it. When he reached the door, he turned round, and looking straight into that coarse, heavy face, said, "I'd like a piece of soap." For a moment, there had been complete silence in that bare, grey room. Then the man picked up a cake of soap that lay by the side of the washbasin in the corner, and threw it on the table. All he said was,
"Now go."
So David had gone, as quickly as it was possible to go without appearing to be in a hurry. The men's muttering was fainter now. Some of them must have fallen asleep. The camp's latest arrival was still talking. David recognized his voice because it was less flat and grating than the others. Whenever the newcomer dozed off to sleep, he was seized with a nightmare, and then they would all wake up again. The night before, this had happened just before the guard was changed. But if he took longer to fall asleep this evening, then it might be possible for David to slip out before the others were wakened again. David was not yet sure whether he would make the attempt. He tried to work out why the man had told him to do it. It was certainly a trap. Just as he was climbing over, the searchlight would suddenly swing round and catch him in its beam, and then they would shoot.